Suppose you don't feel very well, but you're not, you don't feel so bad that you have to go to bed, but still you don't feel too good. You might say, well, I'm not going to bed, but I'm just going over here on the sofa and
lie down.
Suppose a man had been very sick and he was in bed all day. You say he did what all day?
Laid around.
Or in bed, you'd say he what? As far as the bed's concerned. He
rested.
Would you say he laid in bed or all day or?
Laid in bed all day.
Suppose you couldn't sleep very well last night and kept waking up because you had these visions going through your head when you're asleep. You'd say, I did what?
Had a dream.
Or you say, I did what all night? You say,
I dreamt.
You'd say, well, I was dreaming that I fell off a cliff, but before I hit the ground, luckily, I
woke up.
What do you call when a horse is in the stable in the stall and he keeps doing that with his foot straight down, or he's just making a noise, just
pawing,
hitting straight down? No, he's not going like that. He's just hitting it straight down. You see? Is there any other word you use for that?
They say stomping or kicking is.
How does a baby get around before it learns to walk?
Crawl.
Suppose after a dance, you were courting some girl and you would walk up to her and ask her what? The dance was over and everybody was going home, and you would walk up and you'd ask this young lady, may I what?
May I see you home? Mm-hmm.
And when you're stuck in the snow, you sometimes you have to get out behind the car and do what?
Push.
Mm-hmm. And if you hooked a tractor onto it, though, with a rope on the bumper of the car, you'd what?
Pull it out.
Suppose you wanted to express the idea of getting a suitcase down to the station. How would you say that? You'd say, I did what to the suitcase? What would that word be?
To carry it, I reckon, be lugging with me. I think I had to lug.
Suppose you had a pot of pan on the stove, and there's a lot of hot grease on it. It's pretty dangerous. A little boy was walking around. You want him to be very careful of that. You'd say, no, I don't want you to get your fingers in that pan of grease, so don't you even what?
Touch it.
Suppose you didn't have a knife and you wanted one, and the knives were in the other room. You might tell your little boy to what? Go what?
Go get it.
Or to me, go what?
Bring me it.
Mm-hmm. There's a question of fetch or get.
The old timer would say, fetch me a knife.
But I mean, I don't know, we never happened to say that.
No,
we said plenty other things, I reckon.
But
I'd say, go get me a knife. I never say, go bring me it. Go bring me sounds foreign to me. Go fetch and does too, but that sounds like
my mother used to
term,
say,
yeah.
Run, daughter, and get me so and so. And so I got so many times she'd say, run, I'd start, you know, she'd
that
think
is
about
a old too. Fetch. Now, up to Uncle Joe, why, that was fetch.